Texte numéro 29. Don't worry, be happy. The key to happiness is one of life's most pondered questions. While answers may vary and there isn't a general consensus on what the key is, the place in which you live can certainly have an impact on your quality of life. Back in March 2023, the World Happiness Report released a comprehensive ranking of the happiest countries in the world. According to CNN, the report is a culmination of survey data from people in more than 150 countries. The happiness of each country is determined by the average life evaluations over the course of 3 years. Aside from the overall ranking, the report found that benevolence is around 25% higher than it was prior to the pandemic. Benevolence to others, especially the helping of strangers, which went up dramatically in 2021, stayed high in 2022, John Helliwell, co-author of the World Happiness Report, told CNN. Another major takeaway from the report is that despite the strain the pandemic put on the world, resilience was still quite high from 2020 to 2022. The report noted that the remarkable resilient life evaluations during this time period were on par with those in the 3 years prior to the pandemic. Even during these difficult years, positive emotions have remained twice as prevalent as negative ones, and feelings of positive social support twice as strong as those of loneliness, Helliwell said in a news release. The World Happiness Report based its ratings of each nation using the following metrics: healthy life expectancy, GDP per capita, social support, low corruption, community generosity, and freedom to make important life decisions. Finland clinched the top spot for the world's happiest country and has been able to do so for 6 years in a row. Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, and Norway also ranked in the top 10. Having made back-to-back appearances in the number one spot, Finland appears to be a reputable source when trying to determine what the key to happiness is. But what about this country allows it to consistently rise above the rest? Are they doing things that we wish we'd seen before and we can start doing? Or is it something unique about their climate and history that make them different? And fortunately, at least from my perspective, the answer is the former, said Helliwell. The findings of the report indicate that rating the overall well-being of a society and its members has a positive impact on life evaluations, resulting in happier nations. The report states that the objective of every institution should be to contribute what it can to human well-being. This includes considering future generations and ensuring that basic human rights are preserved. Adapted from the Miami Herald, July 2023.